behalf, and the education will be maybe many, many times better.
Cassie Williams is a professor at LSU.
I don't know what public schools are going to do whenever we have all the money going to the public schools, but it's going towards football programs or it's going towards things that are not ensuring equitable education.
Republicans plan legislation to completely dismantle the department while opponents are readying lawsuits to stop it. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammy McCormick.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. With less than 2 weeks before voters head to the polls, the two candidates competing to become the next state superintendent of public instruction met Wednesday night for an online forum to discuss differing visions for Wisconsin's public education system. Lisa Hale reports.
Incumbent Jill Underley and challenger Brittany Kinzer disagreed starkly on where Wisconsin schools are right now. Kinzer says she's running to restore standards that were lowered last year. She pledged to work with parents, increase transparency, ensure money gets into classrooms, reward great teachers, and decrease bureaucracy.
Right now, unfortunately, 3 out of 10 children are only reading well enough to go to college or have a career. And in Milwaukee, where I live, we have the worst outcomes for our Black students, with only 5% of children reading well enough to go to college or have a career.
Underley disagreed, arguing that Kinzer's claim that only 3 of 10 children are reading well enough to go to college is misleading. Underley, who's been the state superintendent since 2021, pointed to different successes during her tenure.
Wisconsin's moved from 14th in the nation for education in 2020 to 6th in 2024, and now we have the highest graduation rate in our state's history, and the progress that we've made is real. But our work isn't done.
The candidates disagreed markedly on a range of issues, from teacher pay, special education funding, challenges for Wisconsin's rural districts, diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, and expansion of vouchers and charter schools. The election is April 1st. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
You can find more news and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Krall, 18. John Tanjay had 15 in all 5 Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face the winner of Brigham Young against Virginia Commonwealth University on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a 4th year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy sky, slight shower chance in the afternoon. Highs upper 40s. Then back into sunshine, but cooler Saturday, a high near 30. More rain possible Saturday night and Sunday.
Currently 35 degrees.
Some people just know they can save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first at 888-ALLSTATE or allstate.com. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, no. Wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So if you want to save money, check Allstate first at 888-ALLSTATE or allstate.com. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel and candy to real fruits and whole roasted nuts.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Earl Ingram.
Eager to stay updated on the latest happenings around you? Join me and my guest host, Sandy Williams, tomorrow as we dive into this week's event.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome to WFHR's Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in those headphones. Time for tape 23, we get electric. The 90s had its mix of genres coursing through the decade. One that wasn't talked about as much is electronic music. With the rise of accessibility and affordable tech, it led to more artists being able to do more with less. We're going to hang out with some of those artists over the next hour, hearing from the Chemical Brothers, Tricky, Massive Attack, The Prodigy, Daft Punk, and starting right here with track one, right here, right now, from Fatboy Slim on WFHR's Unlabeled. 99, Let Forever Be from the Chemical Brothers. That features uncredited vocals from Noel Gallagher of Britpop and, of course, Oasis. He also co-wrote the song and previously worked with the Chemical Brothers on Setting Sun, another good song. On the way, we got Tricky, Massive Attack, and Prodigy. Now, from October of 96, Fluke, Baby's Got an Atom Bomb on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Grown Radio, WFHR.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 National Parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Released as the third single from their third studio album, Mezzanine, from 98, one of my favorite bands of all time, Massive Attack, that featured vocals and songwriting from Horace Andy, and is partially based on Andy's song, You Are My Angel. We still got to get into the groove with Groove Armada, Orbital, and Daft Punk on the way. Now we got one of the more popular bands of the electronic era. Here's Prodigy with Breathe. Breathe with me on WFHR's Unlabeled.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The term for mayor in Wisconsin Rapids will extend from 2 years to 3 years after the next election. The Common Council passed the charter ordinance at their regular meeting on Tuesday.
Previous discussion also included extending the terms for older persons. However, everyone agreed that that was not necessary. General discussion at a meeting in February ended with the consensus that it's difficult for the mayor to accomplish objectives within 2 years if they have to spend the second half of their term campaigning for the next election. The committee agreed to the ordinance change because they also have oversight if an elected mayor isn't doing their job. In Wisconsin, a city council can remove or fire an elected mayor if there is due cause and a 3/4 vote in the council. Senator Tammy Baldwin is raising concerns on how the NOAA firings will impact the Great Lakes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Baldwin wrote a letter to NOAA's Vice Admiral Hahn, wanting to know in detail the number of people fired at NOAA, how many of those served the Great Lakes, and what services will be lost as a result. She also wants to know how they plan to preserve these services. Baldwin says not only do the Great Lakes attract millions of visitors each year, but they also provide drinking water to over 30 million people, generate clean hydropower, and generate $3.1 trillion in gross domestic product. Now, there are 12 sectors within NOAA that deal with Lake Michigan and Lake Superior. They range from things like providing critical marine forecasts for shipping, storm surges, and coastal flooding, to investing in clean drinking water or protecting wildlife from invasive species. There are even programs to prevent microplastics from entering the Great Lakes.
There's a Red Cross blood drive today in Wisconsin Rapids. They'll be at McMillan Library from 10 to 3. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's one of Pete's picks. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the film The Gorge on Apple TV, and I referred to it as not a great movie, but a great streaming movie that you can watch at home. The same applies for the film Elevation. It's yet another post-apocalyptic film where giant insect-type creatures emerge from the middle of the earth and wipe out 95% of the population, leaving only those who live in the mountains above 8,000 feet due to the fact that the creatures cannot survive at that altitude. The film is well-cast, well-acted, and has some pretty harrowing moments as star Anthony Mackie has to descend below 8,000 feet in search of inhalers for his son who has asthma. Not a bad watch, and I do recommend. For those of you eagerly awaiting season 4 of Ted Lasso, if your favorite character was Lasso's son Henry, you'll be disappointed to know that the show will recast the role played by Gus Turner, who played the role for 3 seasons. On the bright side, if you're an actor and can pull off playing a 12-year-old, this could be your big breakthrough. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy sky, slight shower chance in the afternoon. Highs, upper 40s. Then back into sunshine, but cooler Saturday, a high near 30. More rain possible Saturday night and Sunday.
Currently 35 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
We're talking about Trump tariffs as well as other news for Wisconsin with Dr. Kristen Lierley in the first hour. Hari Kundabolu is our guest in the second hour, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue like him. Inside and outside, blew his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen to.
I'm blue, I've a need, I've a died, 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 I've a need, I've a died. I'm blue, I've a need, I've a died, 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 I've a need, I've a
If you find of sand dunes and salty air.
92 Orbital with one of the early hits of the electronic movement, Halcyon. Just enough room on the tape to fit one more song. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Get us your requests, everybody. Anything released in the 90s, we'll play it. Email me, DM me on Facebook, smoke signals, Morse code, whatever you got to do, just get us your requests. We want to play the music you want to hear. We wrap up going back to 97 with Daft Punk taking us around the world. Be good to each other. We'll meet you here for the next tape of Unlabeled on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Have a great night, everybody.
Judge Brad Schimmel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimmel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down."
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother,
"The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?"
Brad Schimmel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has signed the executive order aimed at eliminating the Education Department. CBS's Jennifer Jacobs.
The department will be reduced for now, but not shuttered completely. The president pointed out that half of the staff have been either let go or they've taken those buyouts, that fork in the road buyouts. So we have a smaller agency doing some of the same functions for now.
A Pew Research poll finds Americans are evenly split in their views of the Education Department. Almost a year after the Baltimore Bridge collapse, the NTSB wants bridges inspected nationwide. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
We're talking about the Golden Gate Bridge, the Coronado Bridge in San Diego, the Brooklyn Bridge in New York, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge in Maryland. These are significant bridges. We're talking about millions of people that drive across these 68 bridges every day.
The test would gauge their risk of collapse if hit by a ship. The Dow finished 11 points lower. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
We wrap up.